The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years.
Welcome to the Cat Attack Podcast. I've been told by Kingy that my arousal levels early in the podcast are way too high for his machine to cope with, and it causes a ginormous cock-up for the remainder of the podcast. So I'm coming in with a really dour sort of spoil from behind Mick Schultz opening, and this is the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast, just tearing you apart, roast chicken style. Have you ever had one of those roast chickens? Where, you know, when you get the chicken, you can't stop yourself doing this. You know, when you get a $9.50 chook, or if you get in late and they're trying to get rid of them, you get it for like $6.
Yeah.
But then you get home and you can't help yourself. You get the bit of skin and then you hold it up and then just sort of drizzle it into the gullet. And then it's just magnificent.
You can talk normally now if you like.
Can I? Thanks, Kingy. Yeah. Now, looking forward to this Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. The cat's coming off.
Bit to dissect.
Where were we? It was unbelievable. The cat's, we had a caller after the game who said that she went home at 3/4 time. And she probably had a few friends, to be honest with you, after the Pies piled on 9 sausage rolls. But not sure. Yeah, it's hard to believe that a team can kick 9 goals in one quarter and then 1 point in the last, or Geelong get completely outplayed one quarter and then completely outplayed the opposition the next. That is AFL footy for you,
Kingy. Yeah, at the moment, yeah. Momentum shifts are incredible. Oh. And have been through the first 3 rounds.
And do you know what? They're very hard to halt. Mm. The momentum's going against you. It's very difficult. And I reckon, Kingy, that this is what the good sides do. That, you know, they do have better talent, obviously, and Geelong were very good at it as well. Even when they were good, really good side, they'd have patches where the game was against them. But they hold up pretty well, and they're able to wrestle back the momentum. The poor sides, allow the momentum to drift into 5, 6, 7, 8 goals. And then, well, Geelong was an exception to the rule on the weekend. But once you're down by that far, you generally don't win.
No.
So, modern footy is all about momentum, and the Cats didn't have it, and then they had it, and I mean, if somebody said to you when they were 37 points down, that must have been about the 30-minute mark of the third quarter.
It was.
That they would win by 13 points. You would have suggested that they maybe at some point during between the 30-minute mark and that final siren endured a frontal lobotomy.
Yep.
Have you ever had one of those?
No, I haven't had a frontal lobotomy, Benny. Some would argue you have.
Oh, I need one. Yes. I haven't had one. Also, there's other things I do need.
Yes, anyway, we'll move on from that.
I've got my bowel kit too.
Yeah. Right, we're moving on. And you need it. If anybody needs it, you do, based on the hostile...
And do you know, I sent it away. Do you know, it just came back. It just said goodness. It didn't diagnose any issues. It just said goodness, mate.
Oh, right. So what did we learn more from? The third quarter or the last quarter?
Well, Kingy, you know that I'm a quarter glass empty and half full. I'm not sure.
You're something.
Yeah.
You know, you are a glass half empty man.
I don't know, Kingy. You think the Pies will play in the finals, don't you?
They'll scrape in the bottom of the 8, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, it was a really good confidence-boosting win. What I did like was that some of the younger players had an impact when the chips were down. De Conning, I really like De Conning. I think he can be a very, very good player. I don't think it will be as a forward, although his hands are really good. I think it'll be as a defender. I think they probably need to develop him as a defender. But I really like what he's doing. I hope he can play 17, 18 games this year.
And he will. Yeah, and I don't think he's going out of the team anytime soon.
Well, I hope not. And he's going to have some bad games, and he's probably going to have a few goals kicked on him, and he's going to have, you know, struggles. But just keep him in there. He's got to get to 50, 60 games, and the only way you do that is play him in the seniors. So I think he's reached the level where he's maybe not learning a whole lot in the twos. He needs to learn to play footy, and there's going to be some growing pains within that. I thought Holmes was pretty average for 6 quarters,
yep.
6.5 quarters. Well, probably 7 quarters. 4 against Sydney was horrible, and then 3 against Collingwood. He came good in the last quarter and was really good. Stengel, I'd like to see Stengel, and he's only a young player. He's only played less than 20 games, but he has played well when the team's playing well. Yep. I'd like to see him have a bit of an influence when it's not going the Cats' way, because he was very quiet against Sydney.
Are you calling him a front runner, Benny?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, he's only played 3 games. Hmm. But just in those 12 quarters, when he's lightning, if it's all going the Cat's way, when it's not, he's completely unsighted. So I'd like to see a bit of balance, and that's going to come with you know, with the more games he plays.
Can I put to you that if Asava Radaglia doesn't get hurt, Geelong doesn't win?
Oh, I don't know about that one, Kingy. But it certainly...
But it changed the complexion of the game. They threw Dalhouse fresh onto the ball. They moved DeConing forward, and all of a sudden the forward line seemed to function better with DeConing, Hawkins and Cameron than it had been with Radaglia.
Well, the ball was getting down there. Your forward line functions better when the ball gets down there.
Correct.
It actually never got down there in the third quarter.
Correct. So. But even when it was getting down there in the first half, it wasn't functioning great.
No. Oh, yeah.
I don't think Geelong win that game if they don't activate the sub. And Radaglia gets hurt.
Oh, well, you might be right.
But it is a very much hindsight.
It's an intangible, isn't it?
Intangible. You've been to the thesaurus this weekend.
No, I've been to the intangible. It's damp. Do you know what country people like to say? It's damp.
Yes.
When it's wet, it's damp.
Yeah.
Damp.
And when it's cold, it's fresh.
Yeah. Fresh. Chilly.
A bit fresh.
But damp. Damp's one I learnt this week that I said it's a bit moist.
Yeah.
And I got told that it was damp.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so the Cats now turn their attention to Brisbane. Of course, they had the thriller here last year, the Mark Blitzarv's non-decision that Geelong should have
lost.
Link McCarthy's in good form. He's going to join us on K-Rock Footy before the game.
He's
on
a
Friday
good fella night. Too, Link.
He's a ripper. He coming off five last week in the training run against North Melbourne, although that's actually probably being unfit. I reckon Brisbane have been through more intense training runs than what they copped last week from the Kangaroos.
I feel a bit sorry for the North. I mean, North had a few out, though. I mean, they weren't going to win. I'm not suggesting that, but they're pretty fragile at the best of times.
You can still
North
put effort up, though.
Yeah. That was just one of those games. They'll learn from that, North. I mean, what Cunnington wasn't playing, David Junak wasn't playing, Taron Thomas wasn't playing. They're the three best players.
Yep.
Well, arguably the three best players. And they weren't out playing. So they're just not good enough to cover that or even be competitive against a Brisbane side. Yeah, and it was disappointing, but hopefully the Roos can sort of find a way to be more competitive. I don't think if you put some of those players back in, there are a couple others that missed that game as well, not just those three.
No.
So,
but still, there was just a lack of...
They've got Josh Walker playing. If Josh Walker's in your team...
He's done well to eke out a career.
Oh, it's extraordinary, but he's always been in crap teams.
Yeah.
He's propped up...
Other than Geelong. Well, he couldn't get a game at Geelong.
Couldn't get a game at Geelong. They moved him on. It propped him up in Brisbane when they were trying to prop the team up.
Yeah.
And he struggled. As soon as they were any good, they got rid of him. Goes to North Melbourne, trying to prop them up, and... He's just not quite good enough.
No. He'll be playing for Lara one day, which would be great for the GFL.
Goodness me, well, they need them.
Yeah.
Lara would... That doesn't bode well for Lara.
No, being beaten by North Shore by 130 points.
What will some of the better teams do to them?
Well, we've got to probably find out where North Shore really
sits. So did we think Lara was going to be that bad?
Yeah, it looks like it.
No, but did you think they were
going to be... No, I didn't think they were going to be that bad. No, I thought they'd
be... Have they got anybody that can, like... Kick it straight or handball over the top?
They do, yes. We're not here to talk about the GFL as much as we'd like to.
That's a bad result, though.
No, it is not a great result for Lara. So the Cats have got a couple of small forwards they've got to contend with.
Yeah.
McCarthy.
Yep.
And Cameron.
Buse
to Cameron.
Yeah.
Because somebody's got to go with McCarthy.
Cameron's made a meal of, like, a... He's dined out on the Cats, hasn't he?
That game at...
Whiskers sort of stuff.
The game at the Gabba in late 2019. Where he kicked five. Yeah, the one where McCarthy took the hangout late in the game.
He's always looked dangerous against the Cats.
Yeah.
Like, real dangerous.
So I would be putting Busey to Cameron. And do you send Henry to McCarthy?
Yeah, they've got McCarthy. So I reckon Cameron to Busey to Cameron.
Yep.
I'd say...
Henry to McCarthy?
Yeah. He's still finding his feet a bit, Jack Henry. But, yeah, I'd like to see that. O'Connor's back, though, isn't he?
He'll go to Neil.
Oh, do you reckon?
As he did last year.
Well, he hasn't. He's had an interrupted preseason. You're going to put him on the best mid.
But he's had a couple. He's had a couple. He's had a couple of good hitouts in the two. He's got some K's in the league. He already had a good. He only missed the back end of preseason. It wasn't an interrupted, as in, you know, missing a whole heap. He only missed a chunk sort of at the back end. So he had that base fitness anyway, and he's an elite runner, Mark O'Connor, as we know. So. I would suspect he's probably going to be not far from Lachie Neal.
That'll be good because you need to shut him down. The big out for Brisbane will be the old big McInerney.
Yep.
Now, he's the unsexiest footballer in many ways.
He's effective.
Very, very, very efficient. He is one of the best ruckmen in the comp, and so that's a big blow for them
yep.
because we're not exactly, on fire with our ruck stocks either. So, but he's I know he's not off Broadway and he doesn't get talked about as, you know, as a Gorn or a, who else we got there, Nat Nui and
Goldstein.
Yeah, he doesn't even get mentioned because he's at Brisbane and he doesn't look great. He looks a bit ungainly and, you know, it's not fashionable, but he's very, very good. So that's a big out for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That means Darcy Fort, ironically, will go into the ruck against...
Darcy Fort against Reece Stanley. Wow. Do you reckon they'd sell tickets for that? How many tickets do you reckon that would sell?
I'm not sure.
If you were putting that up on a poster, how would you sort of...
Market it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What?
It's probably hard to market.
The battle of the battlers?
It's interesting, though, that Darcy Fort, the old sliding doors, the week that Darcy Fort's going to be the number one ruck against Geelong is the week that Geelong's backup ruck breaks a foot and he's going to miss a period of time. Yeah, Geelong's... Is Jonathan Segler going to be the new Hamish McIntosh?
Well, he has to play to be that because he at least played a couple of times. We did cite him. He came out of witness protection.
Actually, Hamish
Jonathan Segler. I couldn't understand why we got him for starters, but he's coming from so far back now. I'm not sure he can have an impact this year or next year because he won't be there.
All right. So how do the Cats beat the Brisbane Lions, Benny?
Well, their midfield's got to play well, and I know people will say, "Oh, you know, this always happens." Geelong's last quarter, how come we can't play like that for the whole game?
Because clubs don't let you do that.
No, and Collingwood went the reverse to the Cats. They were, you know, bold, brave, and pressure was great, and then they went into their shells when Geelong applied pressure to them, and, you know, they were trying to defend the game rather than win the game, but up to the three-quarter time, they were trying to win the game. They were playing that attacking style of footy. So their style allowed Geelong then to get on top and dictate their style. So they weren't able to... So it's impossible. I get a bit frustrated. We go, oh, just... play that all game. Well, you can't because the opposition's doing different things as well. And Geelong made the most of it. Don't get me wrong. They were fantastic. Jeremy Cameron, he will... Okay, I reckon he'll win the Coleman. So I reckon if he... Injury-free, touch wood, injury-free, he can snag 70 snags this year. He is a gun. He is an absolute gun, Jeremy Cameron. And he's one that is a little bit different to a lot of his teammates in that he's right in his wheelhouse of his best footy.
Yep.
28, 29. He's got another year or two. Well, the way he's built, it might even be a bit longer. But his next 2 years, this year and next year, at 29, 30, is, and maybe 31, because
yep,
he's a wiry sort of fit, naturally fit sort of guy. He's right at the peak of his powers. And I reckon I tipped Geelong by 17 and Jeremy Cameron to kick a bag before the game.
You did, and you were very close.
Yes, I was very close. 4 points off and one snag off. But I reckon he can win the Coleman this year, King.
Yep. What do you make?
Two Coleman medalists in how many years?
Three.
3 years.
Yep.
Wow, that'd be good.
What did you make of the news that the skipper will be rested?
I don't know. I was a bit surprised, to be honest with you, three games in.
So what it does is it gives him then a 17-day break between the Collingwood game, or sorry, 16-day break between the Collingwood game and the Hawthorn game on Easter.
Do you reckon that the club would have gone to him and said, we're going to rest you, or he went to the club and said, I'll need a rest?
No, club went to him. I think the club...
Do you reckon he would have been unhappy with that?
I don't know. I've been overly enamoured with it because he loves playing.
Yeah.
But does he see the bigger picture potentially?
But what my point would be,
and I'll go back to 2019 with Gary Ablett when he came back, his second year back.
Yeah,
and they talked about resting, and they never did.
Mm.
And guess what? He was as ineffective as anything in the 2019 final series.
But I mean, he's playing this week, doesn't he? Then get a 9 or 10 day break.
Well, he would have got a 10 day break into the Hawthorn game.
So I don't.
Yeah. Is there a bit more to it potentially? But although he looked to be, well, his last...
Well, if he's injured, just say that.
Yeah.
If he's carrying something, just say that. I just find it 3 games in and you've got to rest for a big game like this. We're not playing North. They're playing Brisbane. They're playing the best team. So, and Selwood, I thought he was one of their best players in the first game. He tried hard in the second game. He at least got a bit of the ball. Some of his teammates didn't even see the ball. So he certainly didn't play well by his lofty standards, but he was, one of their better contributors in a poor game. And then on Saturday night, he was okay.
Yep.
Yeah, he didn't star. But that's got to be him. Geelong need to be winning when he's okay. I don't think you can expect him to be a frontline player week in, week out. His passer, he's...
Not now. Not at nearly 34.
That's right. So he's 20, 23 possessions. That's him. Yep. That's a good game for him now. And he might have the odd one where he gets more than that, but that's him.
He'll use it well too, though, that 20 to 20.
Yeah, 100%. That's what's underrated. But I just think 3 games in and you've got to rest your skipper for a big game against a team that's unbeaten and is one of the premiership favourites. If there's not an issue and they're just resting him, given that he will get a 10-day break and he is a supreme athlete, he looks after himself. He's not having a Chico roll and, you know, half a dozen ciders after the game.
No.
So I think either A, there's more to it, or B, I think it's a very strange decision. Yep.
Twitter.
Yep.
For Matt Dorr, for those fans that say Chris Scott never changes a game plan where we are down, can we please acknowledge what a great move it was sending SDK forward in quarter four, played a key role in that win. Also, we'd love some more young guns like Narkel and Stevens in the side, but who goes out? Yeah, yes, Chris Scott made some moves, but he was forced into that deconing move forward by Radicalea coming out.
Well, not he, really. I mean, he's got Cameron and Hawkins.
But he wasn't going forward if Radicalea doesn't come out.
Well, but they might have just...
Are you defending Chris Scott? Benny, no. Are you okay?
No, I'm not defending. No, I'm just saying that he didn't have to put deconing there. Because he already, regardless of what Radicalea was doing, he had Cameron and Hawkins as key forwards.
But you look at the defensive structure for Collingwood, they could stretch them with an extra tall. All of a sudden, Moore and Madgen only have to worry about Cameron and Hawkins rather than going, gee, how are we going to be able to cover three?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You always... I reckon you make too much of it when your team wins. I don't know.
All right. We'd love some more young guns like Narkel and Stevens in the side. Narkel won't be too far away, but Myers and O'Connor coming back this week is a guarantee. So
who's out?
Well, Selwood's only out.
And Higgins.
You think Higgins will miss again? Okay. Maybe.
Well, who else would go out?
Well, I don't know.
Dalhouse. Do you think that they might need to rest Cameron?
Well, Radicalea might potentially not come up with that ankle too.
Well, that's right, Kingy. Do you think that could... Yeah.
Right.
Who else needs to be rested?
I'm not sure.
Have you ever been well rested?
Yeah, very well rested.
As opposed just to rested?
Rested, yeah. Narkle was very good in the VFL last week. They keep banging on about Cooper Stevens. They just want to get a body of work into him in the VFL before they play him at AFL level. Marshall, how far away is James Willis? Well, he's actually injured at the moment, so he's a while away. It says a knee and to be confirmed. On a separate note, Frankie Evans should be playing. Thoughts? I'm not sold on Francis Evans. I'm happy to be proven
wrong.
He's not
getting in, is he?
No. But I'm not sold on him. Edmund 59, can deconing play the Radicalea role? I think he's a defender, isn't he? I think they've got to play him down back.
If they play him in the ruck, I'm going to run onto the field.
Hey, are you going to jump out of the... Are you going to...
He's not a ruckman. He's a key position player. Don't ruin him by trying to put him in the ruck. Let's get a ruckman. That's what they're for.
Are you going to rappel out of the commentary box?
Rappel?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like get out of the box on rope?
Yes.
Yeah, I've done it. I actually watched a documentary.
Did you do the famous St. Joseph's camp to the Grampians where there was a bit of rock climbing and stuff like that?
We were one of the last. We did it, and I had my scroggin.
Yep.
And, we did it, and...
I don't want to know what you did.
No, well, because what happened was you have your kumbaya session on the first night.
Around the fire.
Well... Me and another guy, we'd in our packs of stuff that we'd bought to our camp,
which was year 10.
Yep. Were, do you know what went into the fire? 2 cans of baked beans. And then the baked beans ended up all over one of the teachers' tents. And it's fair to say that they were none too amused that their tent was covered in baked beans because they tell, you know, they go through, oh, it's dangerous. And the kid, none of the kids knew. Just, next thing you know, there's boof, and there's just like this rain of baked beans all over the show. It was fantastic.
Right, Benny.
We got into some trouble.
I would have thought. Yeah. I'd like to know how to win friends and influence games like a subbed in Dalhouse. No tall defenders in the wings. Is there any reason to your knowledge that we didn't take Schlensog back? Here's a question from Cat to the Future. I'm not certain why they didn't take Schlensog back, rather than they just didn't think he was a fit. It's very rare that a club lets somebody go, delists them, then brings them back a couple of years later. So,
yeah.
Dalhouse was unbelievable in that last quarter. Probably, it's probably one of the best quarters of footy Luke Dalhouse has actually played for Geelong.
Oh, I think we're getting a bit windy, aren't we?
Name a better one.
Well, I mean, I can't. But no. I don't know. I mean, he was okay, but he wasn't. He didn't turn into Morris Rioli, did he?
No, but he was very handy.
It's what he's paid to do, isn't it?
He was all right,
but I wouldn't start. My arousal levels weren't at the stage where, you know, the pant had to be moved to the left or right.
Have we brought Henry back from injury too early? Does he need to be rested? And if she so, should we plonk Stevens in there for a debut? That's Nick Stevens as opposed to Cooper. No, I'll just keep playing Jack Henry. He's a very good athlete. And I've just lost my headphones, Benny. After all these years in radio,
You've lost them.
They've fallen off my big buffet.
Well, there's worse things you could lose, Skingy.
That's very, very, very true, Benny. Howl of 41, good comeback win, but questions remain over the midfield. Beaten comfortably on contested possessions 2 weeks in a row. Side has got on a big run and kicked multiple goals while we appear helpless. Does our midfield run one way?
Our midfield? It can. Yeah, it can run one way. It's a one-way street. They call it Little James Street. It's just one way.
Like
that's when it gets into trouble. That's the problem. Against really good midfield, they probably get away with it because they've got enough talent. And Geelong's been like that for a long time. They've got high-end talent. But when they're against teams that maybe have equal of the talent but are better drilled, particularly in the midfield, they can have their struggles. And we saw it, you know, against the Melbourne now and teams like the Bulldogs and even Richmond when they were up and about, who had the talent to match the Cats but also had the structure around the ball. That's when the Cats used to find themselves in the old hot water.
Barney Rubble.
Yeah.
Like the efforts of younger players in the final quarter, Holmes' best quarter for the club. Kicking has improved. I think it SDG should be SDK. Stengel became involved after quiet games, which was good. Stengel in particular lowered his eyes to hit targets. He's a good user of the footy, Stengel.
Yeah, he's a very good user. He's very creative. He's got a bit of zip. And, you know, he in combination with Close, that goal Close kicked around the corner is a beauty, wasn't it? He struck that beautifully. He's got good hands, Close, really good. He's quick. And Stengel's a bit the same. They're, you know, it'd be good if they could sort of grow together, albeit, what, they're probably about the same age, are they? Stengel's probably a year older.
Stengel's 22, I think, 23.
Is he?
Yep.
I thought he was 25.
No, he's not that old.
All right. Well, so they can grow together as a nice little combination because they're pretty clinical and they're quite creative. So I don't mind that. So that's a little good one there for the Cats. Kingy going forward, a couple of young players hopefully can stick around. And
Stengel is 23. Yep.
And Close must be 23.
Would be. No, 22, I reckon, Close. 23 this year.
Yeah, well, that's good. I like that. And they're both, one's played about 35 games, one's played about 20 games. So, yeah, liking that combo. Let's hope Stengel can...
Oh, yeah, Close is 23. He's 24 in July.
There you go.
Yep, so both turned 24 this year.
What were you doing when you were 23, Tom?
Well, I was working in Albury running a newsroom.
Were you?
What were you doing? I don't want to know. Foxdog 50. Oh, hang on, Daz Broncos. What do I want to know? How long is a piece of string? Why can't we get an unedited version of the podcast? Because Benny and I would both be out of jobs. What does Benny eat to clear a booth in 2 seconds?
There's many things, Daz, that I've eaten, and my bowel kit will.
Can Benny?
Is it deflating to get a bowel kit at the moment?
Well, it tells you you're 50.
Yeah.
Is that? Well, it's not deflating. Well, it's a good initiative, Benny, because it helps detect if there is an issue and it detects it early.
Yeah, then and you're right, Tom. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's be serious.
Oscopy.
Can Benny work ointment, effervescent, and linguistics into the same play description?
Linguistics. I don't know. There's too much linguistics going on at the Cats. Yeah.
How good will Russell Wilson be with the Broncos this year? That's the Denver Broncos.
Yeah. Wow. That was a huge trade.
From Seattle.
Yeah, Broncos, they, you know, bar Elway, they've never been able to, you know, recruit or draft a quarterback. They've got to flog one from someone else, Manning. So, anyway, I look forward to playing. I don't know if we play the Broncos, but I don't care who we play. We've got the man who can take on anyone. Our man is already better than Russell Wilson.
Yes, okay.
He hasn't won a Super Bowl.
But he might next year. Massive turnaround in the last quarter shows we can get on a roll when needed, but the best part was the kid stood up. Well, that's been a common theme. They're talking about Cooper Stevens for Higgins. Look, it's not the worst suggestion, but I think Sean Higgins probably has a couple of credits in the bank for the moment. Foxdog 50, surely Shannon Neal gets his chance to play. Wouldn't you rest Asava if he slightly hurt himself, as we could get very short in the big man sector? Neal might not be breaking any records in the VFL, but he's definitely worth a try. You only have to do is get more than 4 disposals a game in 5 hit-outs and you're doing better than the other guy. And I am being facetious about that.
Yeah. We're... Nah.
Only one question. This is a good question from Calder Daddy. Of the players who are yet to debut for the club, can you rank who you would think be currently next in line 1 to 5, one being the next Geelong debutante down? All right, Calder Daddy. 1, Cooper Stevens.
Yes. Tick.
2, Shannon Neal.
Ooh.
3.
Sounds like a sort of singer off Australia's Got Talent.
3, Nick Stevens.
Ooh.
4, Mitch Nevitt.
Oh, Nevitt. I had a dog. We had a dog when I was a kid, and its name was Nevitt. Mm-hmm. And we used to call it, my brother used to call it, Nevitt Gonna See You Again.
And 5, Ollie Dempsey.
Ollie Dempsey.
So he's the rookie that has sort of...
Jeez, you're really going... You're into the bowels of the list taking. The bowels.
The insiders at the Cats, they like him.
Do they?
Yeah, talking to some people, they think they've got a real diamond in the rough out of
this rookie draft. Ooh, we love that.
Yes.
A diamond in the rough.
You're an idiot.
No, I'm all for that.
And you're an imbecile.
No, really. I like it.
Hey, Benny, we've got to go.
What?
Yeah, we're done. Yeah,
I'm starting to just like warm up the tires a bit.
Steve Hocking's going to join us pre-game.
Oh wow, what are we going to hit the old
CEO,
the old bricklayer with?
I'm not sure.
And the picture framer.
And the picture frame. We'll work out. I'm sure you'll work something out. Link McCarthy's going to join us pre-game, and we're going to speak with Shane O'Bree because the VFL boys play as a curtain raiser to the AFL game. So get down early. I think 3:30 they bounce that one. See you, Benny.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker and Noisen dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KerrsHire.com.au.